Audrey, and welcome back to my podcast, The Story Reader, where I read a chapter of a story from my bookshelf and post a new episode each Monday. I love reading, so I want to spread my love of reading to kids. So today is kind of a special day because we're not reading a book from my bookshelf. We're reading a book that or a story that I wrote. And it doesn't have any chapters, so we're going to read two stories. They're not long. The first one is called The Princess Battle. Once upon a time, in a castle, there were seven princess sisters with powers. Amelia, who's 12, with love power. Anna, who's 11, with friendship power. Beatrice, who's 10, also known as Bee, with sunshine power. Emma, who's 9, with underwater power. Ollie, who's 8, with honesty power. Mia, who's 7, with knight power, and Isla, who's 6, with 6 with day power. One day, a man came into the castle, a villain called the Destroyer, who had a very squeaky voice. Destroys everything in the castle. One night, in the princess's bedroom, Emma comes up with a plan. "What should we do?" says Anna. "I think we should use our powers one at a time," says Aunt Emma. "Yeah!" shouts everyone. The next day, in the ballroom, the Destroyer was wrecking a puzzle. Ollie, who was the sneakiest, snuck up behind him and used her power. Then Beatrice, then Isla, then Mia, then Emma, then Anna, and then Amelia. He fell over. "Hooray!" the sisters hollered. After lunch in the ballroom, there was a circus with all the villagers and royals watching. Then, suddenly, the Destroyer popped up. "But we destroyed him," says Beatrice thought. "How could he pop up again?" "I was pretending," he shouted, as if he could read Bee's mind. "We need to think of another plan," said Amelia. That night, Isla and Anna came up with another plan. "We could use our powers all at once. That would get rid of him once and for all." said Mia. "I heard that in a book. The super saved the..." "Okay," said Bee, interrupting Mia. "Let's get to it." "Then," Emma said slowly through gritted teeth. The next day, the sisters went into the ballroom and saw the villain already popping balloons. 1, 2, 3, Isla said. "Go!" And before he could turn around, he was on the ground. Amelia felt his chest, looking overjoyed and repulsed at the same time. "Yep," said Amelia. "He's fainted?" Mia said. "Woo!" The end. So, how did you like my story? Oh, I've got a few drawings here. Good? Thank you. And the next story that we're going to read is kind of like a sequel for the book that we just read. called, one word, Ivy. Part 2 of the Princess Battle. Before the destroyer died, he had a son called the Wrecker. And the queen of 7 girls had another baby. And years passed, and soon she was 7. And she had a friend. Her name was Ivy. But she was mean. No, really, really mean. In fact, Ivy was evil. And she had a best friend, the Wrecker. And they started destroying the castle together. What the heck? Issa said, as she interrupted Collie, her royal speech pathologist, someone who fixes people's talking. I know, we have to do something, said Emma, her own sister. That night, in the girls' bedroom, Mia came up with a plan. Hey, said Mia, I have an idea. What if we do the same thing we did to the destroyer, but to Ivy? But not as hard? Issa noted. It was quiet for a long time. But not as hard, Mia said finally, smiling a little. Okay, let's go to sleep. It's time for bed, Amelia said. We can do it in the morning. Aww, Mia, Ollie, and Issa said together, sadly. Sis. Passage of time. Hiya! Mia yelled the next morning. Bee looked at her funny. What? I'm practicing. Emma said. Meh, Bee said. Okay, let's do this, Amelia called. Do what? Anna said while she was repairing her tiara. Really? Ollie said. Ugh. What we planned, she yelled. Whoa, whoa. Calm down, girl, Amelia said. Now, Anna. Now, Anna called as Ivy came into the room. What? Oh, okay. Poof, B said. Huh? Ivy said, what are you doing that for? To stop you, Emma said. For what? Ivy said. Aren't you mean? Ollie said. No, Ivy said. Back. First, I'm best friends with the Wrecker, Ivy started. And then Mother asked us to clean because Lou, the cleaner of the castle, was sick. So I figured out I could use my vine power to do it quicker. Okay, Issa said, and gave her nice sister a hug. I love you now, and forever. And then they all went to dinner, to the dinner room to have supper, which was chicken and Brussels sprouts and Neapolitan ice cream. The end. So, how did you like my 2 stories? I think we have time for one more story that I wrote. It's called Lie Chef, and it's not about princesses, it's about a chef. Called Lie Chef. Hi, I'm Chef Slop, and I am the famous chef that everybody talks about. what do I make, you ask? Well, I take some pepper and some salt and one other thing I can't remember. And make a double, triple, quadruple strawberry, blueberry, blackberry, raspberry, lemon, lime, mango, pineapple, banana, orange, apple, kiwi, grape, cherry, ice cream, donut, dark chocolate, white chocolate cake. Make it? Well, it takes a few days and, well, I don't have the ingredients yet. Oh, yes, I do have the salt and pepper. I just don't have the one other thing. Okay, I'll go get it from the store. You stay here. Passage of time. At the store. Can I do this? Oh, I have got a plan. I'll get all the ingredients, like the fruit and the chocolate and the donut, and then sneak in the back door. Put all the things on the table, go out, and say, I'll bring it to you tomorrow. Passage of time. Good. I've got my ingredients. Now to put them on the table. Here I go. Whoa! Oof! Hey, I slipped. Oh no, my ingredients. Mwah. Oh, I'll just tell him. Passage of time. Really? You're okay? So what can I make for you? Ratatouille? I love ratatouille. Passage of time. Done. I'm done the ratatouille. The end. Ratatouille is kind of like a soup. And I think that's all the stories I have in this book. So if you like this podcast, tell your friends about it. And make sure they listen to the whole podcast from beginning to start, because I only want a few more episodes till I am stop. I want to stop my podcast. So like 3 more episodes of books. And I won't be reading chapter books because that will take too long. But I will be reading shorter picture books.